Hey, what up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh and Fit Podcast. Today, we got a special episode with our boy, Andrew ESQ. We're going to talk to you guys about the dangers of cohabitation and other things you guys need to know to protect yourself in this modern day age. It's going to be a good one, guys. Let's get into it, baby. Hey, what up, guys? How we doing today, man? As you guys can see, I'm wearing my my suit.
Looking a little fresher than normal.
Fresh and fit, man.
Oh, man. Dude, I had to put on a suit because Andrew came in with a three-piece, and I was like, nah, he ain't going to make me look bad on my show, bro. I'm like, we can't let this happen. So as you guys know, so I'll give you guys a quick little background because you guys are probably wondering, like, yo, Fresh Fit, how'd you guys end up with this, like, tall attorney dude? Like, what's going on here? And the reality, guys, is that Andrew's a close friend. He's my lawyer. I speak with this guy almost every day. He helps me out on the business stuff day to day, and he also helps me out on some personal things, which we will talk about at another time. But
highly confidential
right now. But yeah, man, he's one of the few people that I call. Pretty much, I can call him anytime, and he'll help me out. And he's helped me out with a bunch of different things. So, and then I introduced him to Fresh, and now we pretty much got this thing going, man, where we're building up a team here in Miami. As you guys can slowly see, we got attorneys, social media experts, fitness guys, digital marketing guys, everything like that. And we got my accountant who's also going to come on board, and we'll bring him on in early December. But that's a quick little intro to Andrew and who he is, guys. So he's a close friend,
and let me add
practicing attorney. Go ahead, bro.
Andrew is also RP aware. So when he gives you advice, it's from a RP lens, which is very powerful.
Hold on. He does not share our beliefs.
That's confidential. Confidential.
He does not share our beliefs.
Yes, yes.
He just represents me. So that's it.
Well, look, it's always my position is this. Mm-hmm. My job is to represent Myron, to observe him, and to not judge him, and to occasionally make fun of him.
Yes, because I do some stupid things every now and then, and Andrew is the voice of reason. But yeah, he definitely doesn't share my beliefs, really, to be honest with you guys. But it is what it is. We're here now. So yeah, man. So Andrew prepared an amazing outline for you guys on cohabitation. The pluses, the negatives. We're going to take an objective look at it, guys, as I sweat here with the suit on because I never wear this thing. And I worked out earlier, guys, so cut me some slack. But yeah, we're going to definitely talk about some of the dangers of cohabitation. So Andrew, I'll turn it over to you, man, because you're the one that's all prepared here and everything
thank
like
you
that.
Guys. Yeah, no, I want to talk about this because honestly, it's a subject that I've heard a lot of people come up with, especially now during this beer bug situation. Like Fresh, you've heard of people who are like coming in and housing people that they aren't normally housing during coronavirus, right? Mm-hmm. Same with you, Myron.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, there's a lot of people living with their family, having friends stay over with them. You know, I think you guys are most interested in the girls. And if you ask your girl, hey, baby, it's all right that you lost your minimum wage job. Come over and stay over, right? That's what you guys are really interested in.
Yeah, we got you.
Exactly. But exactly. Go ahead.
There's a lot of issues with that. But let me start out. I just want to ask you guys some questions about lawyers first, because this is always something that I like. Sort of like you would ask a dating question.
Yeah.
There's questions I ask people. So when I say, what do you think a lawyer does? What's the first thing you think of?
I mean, people would assume you're litigating in court. You're like, Your Honor, I object. You know what I'm saying? They're like thinking, you know, they're thinking that that's what's going on in court. You know what I'm saying? They're in court all day.
I think about beating the case and getting off scot-free.
Exactly. So you're always thinking about the case. You're thinking about trial. This is like the real truth about the law. 99.99% of cases do not go to trial.
Facts.
Once again, do not go to trial. In fact, I'll tell you this. If your case goes to trial, you probably don't have a good lawyer.
Ooh, hold on one more time, bro. Repeat that for the people in the house, man. We're already getting some heat into it right now.
Yep.
If you have to go to trial, your lawyer sucks.
Boom.
Damn.
Bam, bro. Like, we got to get a Dom DeMarco for that one. Dom DeMarco. This is about to be the most unprofessional podcast of all time when it comes to litigation, baby. Because as you guys know, just because we got the suits don't mean we can't entertain too. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, Fresh got the drug dealer outfit on.
First off, it's allegedly. Nothing has been proven.
In my defense, I wear a suit during celebrations, so you'll see it on the party.
Oh, man.
The party.
No. So Fresh owns a suit, guys, contrary to popular belief. But yeah, so Andrew, can you tell them a little bit about yourself, your background?
Yeah, sure. Let me talk about that. So I actually did not grow up thinking, you know, when I grow up, I want to be an astronaut and a lawyer. No, I actually started out thinking, I will never be a lawyer. Those guys are horrible. They always go to court. They're sleazy. They're chasing ambulances. Well, the truth is most lawyers don't actually go to court and they're not doing ambulance chasing type of work. They're probably in an office. They're probably doing research. They're probably doing some work for a company, which is mainly the people who are paying the big bucks and, you know, writing a memorandum in a room. It's not the sexiest job for a lot of lawyers. Now, a lot of lawyers aren't me, but there's a lot of aspects of law that I think people misunderstand. But I think the one thing, and the reason why I appreciate you guys is you guys are trying to help people out. And I worked in a student clinic when I was younger, and I helped out college kids. This is when I was in law school. And college kids would come in with some basic questions, like basic questions. Like, you know, for example, can my landlord kick me out without any notice? You know, or like, what happens if I get pulled over and I'm caught, you know, and I've been drinking? You know, what happens? What should I do? Very basic questions. And often they just need to understand the basic rules. And that's why I wanted to definitely come on, because I think, you know, even though this is not legal advice and you should consult your
90 seconds.
Disclaimer.
Interrupting my disclaimer. But yeah, it's not legal advice, but you know, you should always make sure to consult an attorney in your state, in your jurisdiction, because laws are different. But if you understand the guidelines, you understand like the forest, you know, and you can see the forest through the trees, I think that helps you out a lot in life, and that can avoid getting into situations where you could be in a lot of trouble just by knowing those principles.
It's funny because I feel like most times we do things through life and we don't know like all the
60 seconds.
So knowing beforehand what could happen.
It's Blog Talk Radio, guys.
To you is a good thing to have, you know? Like the precautions.
Yeah. So also, guys, I just want to let you guys know that Andrew is not a specialist in some of these things that he's going to talk about. Obviously, he's an attorney, but you know, when you go to law school, they teach you like the general
the general
stuff. So he's very well overdeveloped to give you guys the this is not legal advice, obviously.
Yeah, and I'm more of a generalist, not a specialist. So yeah, like Myron says, I'm not like I'm not certified in any one of these specific things. I'm not, for example, a family lawyer. That's not what I do. But you know, one thing about being a lawyer is the legal mindset, and that's the important thing. And you know, that's what I'm going to gear my new channel, Andrew Esquire, which I'm launching shortly.
Bam.
about helping people have this sort of legal mindset and thinking like a lawyer. And when you think like a lawyer, you really got to think about what are the facts. So to know what the risks are, and then you know what the rules are. So what laws apply, where you're at, what might happen, and then what the remedies are. So, you know, what are the defenses? Do you have a mitigation strategy? Is there anything you can do to keep yourself out of trouble? That's really what you want to focus on.
And thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Goodbye. Blog Talk.
Yeah, I love British ladies.
So yeah, Andrew. Yo, funny story, man. We went out the other night, right? And it's funny because I never partied with a lawyer.
You're missing out, man.
Yeah, how you handled yourself was very, very good, man. Like, you handled yourself very well.
Well, you know, the thing about being a lawyer, one of the secret skills, which I think a lot of professionals have to develop is because some professionals, you'll develop the book skills, right? So you'll be able to do all the research, you'll be able to do the writing, and no lie, being a lawyer is a lot of research and writing, a lot of research and writing. But you also need to have those soft skills. You also need to be able to relate to people. You also need to be able to connect to people, because that helps you solve their problems. Because if I'm talking to you know, Fresh, and I'm like, yo, Fresh, you know, what's your problem here? And he's going through thing A, thing B, thing C. But the problem really is that his dog is barking and keep him up all night. You know, that's the thing I want to get down to, is what's the real issue,
right?
You know, and that helps me solve his problem. And I think you guys can agree with that, because when you guys give advice, like Myron, I know you give fitness advice, right? Mm-hmm. You're trying to get down to the real issue.
Of course.
Like for your example, someone might say, well, I'm not doing intermittent fasting, right?
Mm-hmm. When in reality, they're not controlling calories.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? So there's always, when you peel back the layers, right? As a professional in general, where you run some kind of business, you run your business to solve problems. And a lot of the times, the problems that the client thinks they have are derived from something else. And it's you, your job as the professional to peel back the layers, figure out what the real problem is, and then address that real problem. A lot of people will say, oh, I'm eating too much sugar. I'm not fasting enough, or I'm on the snake diet, I'm not losing weight. When in reality, what it really is that you're not controlling calories, you're not exercising correctly, and you're not allowing yourself adequate recovery in between training sessions. That's the real problem. So a lot of the times it's just like diagnosing the true problem and addressing that problem with the best proven methodologies to solve that problem. So lawyers function in the same way, guys.
Right. Exactly. And we're always trying to really, you know, we really do have a duty and a call to help the individual and to figure them out. So, you know, whenever I take that responsibility very seriously, you know, when someone has a problem, I'm trying to holistically solve that, not just get out of the issue, you know, quickly.
And that's why you're here, Andrew, because we want to help guys, you know what I'm saying, in whatever form of life they're at, like young, old, with women all across the world. So,
Yeah, big facts. So
let me ask you guys some questions too. So when you guys, because you guys have heard of people cohabitating. So what are some of just the general reasons? I'm not talking legal. Yes. I mean, what are the general reasons? If you met a guy, why would he say, what excuses would he give to move in with his girl?
Oh man, it's cheaper.
Fantastic. Yeah, go ahead.
It's cheaper. Also as well, like it's easier. I don't have to go out and chase girls. I could just live with her. Mm-hmm. And pretty much like, yo, it's on demand, you know, in the box. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying like that way. So.
Yeah, no, this is a fantastic question because basically, okay, this is what normal guys will say, right? So this is great to probe what the reasons why guys justify cohabitation. A lot of time it's to save money on rent. That's like the biggest draw, right? Then, you know, immediate access to intimacy, right? To a girl that lives with you. You're able to, you cut down travel time or whatever. You're able to spend more time together in theory. But I would say those are like the top three. And then probably like some kind of convenience, maybe one party, when you guys move together, one party lives closer to work or one can drive another two or like maybe logistical benefits. But I would say those are pretty much a majority of what like people would check up for.
And then the special one is let's do a test run of how we would be if we were married.
Oh yeah, that too.
And that's a big one too. That's a big one. And I think between that one, which is I think a dangerous one because it leads down a certain road and we'll get there. But yeah. You know, that one. And I think the money one is always one that I hear come up. And it's funny because everybody that I've worked with, and this is not a legal issue, but that's my experience. It's been a savings for maybe one party, let's say the girlfriend, and not for the guy that she moves in with.
Boom.
You know, or I had a friend who I hosted, and this can happen with friends too, guys. You know, I had a friend who I like let live with me for a while who swore he was going to pay me for that extra room, didn't pay me 4 months, had to kick him out. So that was really a burden on me because now he's using the water, he's using the electric, he's in the house, my costs are going up, I'm paying all the bills. He's benefiting off it.
What?
So, you know, it works the same way if it was a girlfriend. You know, they move in, are they really paying, you know, are they really paying their fair share of rent? Are they really paying their fair share of utilities? Or are you doing that out of convenience and are they really the ones who benefit? That's a question I think everybody should ask. Mm. I had a friend who said recently that he was trying to decide between letting his friend move into his open bedroom or his girl, mm-hmm. but he was going to charge his friend $1,000 and his girl $500.
This happens all the time where guys end up, you know, they'll take a little bit of a pay cut to deal with a woman, man, or a girl that they're intimate with. And bro, that is always going to lead you down to
stupid.
You're gonna make a lot of mistakes when you do that, man. Because guys, a lot of the time think with this head and not this head. You know what I mean? And you get into problems when you do that. So just a quick little recap, guys. Don't forget to like the video, comment, subscribe. Subscribe to CEO Lifestyle's YouTube channel. Subscribe to Andrew ESQ's YouTube channel, which he just made it. And he's going to be on the show pretty often, guys. You guys are going to see him more often.
Yep.
So a quick recap. We went over the history, how we met through mutual friends. He's my attorney. He doesn't necessarily share my crazy beliefs.
But I do know you guys are trying to help people, which is why I'm here.
Exactly.
And I really support you guys. And I've known Myron for a while and I trust him and I know he's a really good guy. So I support Myron and everything he does.
Exactly.
And you know, I've got his back legally.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to Sterling Cooper in the chat.
Shout out to Sterling Cooper, man. He was here last week. Sure. Go subscribe to his channel too, guys. Sterling Cooper on YouTube. Sterling Cooper X, I believe, is the vanity URL. Yep. And go get his book, How I Grew My Wiener and Secrets of the Pee Industry. We're trying to keep it clean for YouTube, right?
Sterling Cooper is a good guy, despite being from a place known for its criminal past. Did you know that all Australians were criminals at one point?
Really?
What?
Yeah, no. Yeah. You guys don't know that.
No.
So Australia started as a penal colony and not that type of penal. No, it was a prisoner colony for British prisoners. They brought them over there.
Wow, damn. I did not know that. Yeah. Well, Sterling is definitely a criminal. I can tell. No, I'm just kidding. Shout out to Sterling.
Halfway.
And then just real quick, guys, disclaimer, this is not legal advice. This is simply we're giving you guys a little bit of backing so you guys are a little bit more educated and you're able to make better decisions as a man in this modern day world where, quite frankly, laws are kind of against you, man.
So let me start with the first one. Now, this is one that I hear a lot of lawyers talking about. Now, maybe you guys haven't heard of it. Let me float this. Fresh, have you heard of common law marriage?
Yes.
I've just heard of the word.
I just heard the word, but I don't fully understand what it really means.
How about you, Myron?
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of people have heard the word, like somebody has said it, like, yo, don't live with this girl, man. You can get common law married.
Yep.
And I think it's like Admiral Akbar. It's a trap.
Facts. So
it's something that people think is a big deal, but it's a lot harder to be common law married than you think, right? So common law marriage, it's only active right now in about 8 or 9 states. A lot of states are phasing it out, like Pennsylvania just phased it out. Also DC, it's also in DC. But what common law marriage is, it's like an alternative to traditional marriage. And it used to be really popular out west when people would get into a wagon, you're going all the way out west, and like there's no court, there's nobody around, and you just live with your wife, right? So you end up, you know, getting married to this woman unofficially with no government around. You have kids, you have property. Probably the guy dies because he's working on a farm,
yep,
right? And now the woman's trying to inherit, and she can't because they were never officially married.
Mm.
So the property's just laying there. Nobody can claim it, and it's a huge issue. Mm. So what they did was they said, okay, instead of having to go to a public official and get registered, we're going to allow you to be common law married, treated as actually married, if you live together and hold yourselves out to be husband and wife. Ooh. So living together is not enough.
Oh, wow.
So just because you ask a girl to move in doesn't mean she's going to be a wife, but there's other issues with that.
Okay.
Now let me tell you one thing about common law marriage. It's pretty difficult, and I'm going to do an entire episode on this on my channel on common law marriage because it's pretty nuanced. But in order to hold yourself out as husband and wife, that's a pretty high standard. You've got to buy property together. You've got to do something together, joint bank accounts, something like that. I don't think many people who are savvy and aware are going to be going out there and starting a joint bank account with a girl. At least I hope not.
Yeah. Seriously, don't be
stupid.
You know?
Yeah. So that's definitely one area. But once again, it's only certain states, very limited number, mostly Western states. But the one thing that has changed is, have you guys heard of palimony? This is something new.
Oh. I heard the word, but I don't know what that means either.
So this California lawyer in California, they will come up with the craziest ideas, like all the crazy, like plaintiff's lawyers, like the, you know, they'll come out of California because their standards are really whack in California.
Big facts, bro. I'll say it. Yo, California is crazy. Get out of there, guys. Cancerfornia.
ASAP.
Yo, not my statements, but
yeah, those are mine.
So, you know, California, there's this lawyer that tried to get a woman who was not officially married. She was just living with this guy. They never had enough, and California is not a common law marriage state. They tried to go to the court and say, hey, they were together for long enough. They lived together. They were like, you know, serious. Therefore, that, you know, she should be getting alimony, even though they were never officially married.
Mm,
now, wow. That didn't succeed, but the trend has been for people to try for these cases. So there's a lot of plaintiffs' lawyers that are trying to make these stick.
Okay.
So if I got up my little lawyer crystal ball, and I was like rubbing it, I would say that you're going to see a lot more people try. Now, of course, that's only really going to be a risk if you're balling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're not going to come. I'm be real. They're not coming for your PS5.
PS5
is safe. But you know, if you're really successful, which I think you guys want all of your fans to be successful, right? Yep. I mean, you want them to be out there, you want them to be succeeding. If you're successful, these are the things you need to think about. And also make sure, and we'll loop back to this, but there's formal agreements. So I could have a formal agreement with you, Fresh, that you're gonna pay my utility bill, right?
Yeah.
But there's also an informal utility agreement. So let's say I texted Fresh and I was like, yo, Fresh, I'm going to live with you and you're going to pay my utility bill for like a month or two. Cool. And he's like, yeah, cool. You're my boy. I got you. And then a month passes and I'm like, yo, Fresh, man, you know, can you still get the utility bill? And he's like, all right, we're cool. We're cool. And I just never end up paying him for that. And he keeps paying it. Well, that kind of establishes an informal agreement where the, you know, Fresh has agreed to pay that, even on the side of a formal agreement, because he's actually texted. But let's say it was just a verbal agreement and he's been paying it. They might uphold that. A court might uphold that and say, you know what? You've got to keep doing that.
Yep.
Wow.
So you got to watch out. And I think that's the direction we're going in. So I think the next one, was actually a big one. And let me ask you guys.
Sure.
Fresh.
The Socratic method. I like this.
You're a real estate tycoon on the low, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. So on the low. So have you ever had to evict somebody?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So how did that go for you?
Bro, that process. Okay.
Oh, real man, talk, I gotta sit back. I mean, I'm sad we don't have scotch here. I'd bring you one, man.
Real talk, right, man? People say all the time, yeah, I want to get into real estate. I heard you can make a lot of money, all this stuff, right? But they don't know behind the scenes there's a lot of problems that come up.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest problems is eviction, because what happens is it's a long process. And just to get that person out of there, they can wait their time in there legally without getting out, because it's a whole long process. And you need to fill out documents by documents, back and forth. So literally speaking, like, you need a lot of things done, and it may take months just to get one person out.
Yep.
And they can squat there for a second. So it's a long process,
bro. Especially now with this beer bug stuff, bro.
Yeah.
Like, even now, like, Miami, if I'm not mistaken, literally just made it where you actually have to start paying your rent now. Yeah. Like, recently.
And that may actually be doubled down. We don't know, because they could renew these things. Because as you mentioned, there's been provisions, and it's been all across the U.S., different states having to different levels.
Yeah.
But some of them have said you can't be evicted. They can't start the judicial process of eviction. And the police have said, we're not going to enforce evictions.
Ooh.
So people haven't been able to be evicted, and they've just been stiff in their landlords.
And look, you know, it's funny. This happened to me before Corona. So they were in there for 2 months extra, and they stay there because they know they could do it. But now, like you said, with Corona, they could be there for however long they want in that period of time. So you're right.
Yeah. No, man, it's wild times. And oh, we got 205 live viewers in the house. Guys, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to CEO Lifestyles channel and Andrew's new YouTube channel, Andrew ESQ. That's what it's called,
Esquire.
Andrew Esquire.
Full.
Yeah, no Andrew Esquire all the way. No abbreviations out here. Yeah.
I'll put the link in the chat.
Yeah, but sorry, go ahead, Andrew. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was just saying it is a huge issue, like Fresh has, and it's very frustrating to have to go through.
Yeah.
And the thing is, a lot of times, this is the big thing I want to talk about. A lot of times you don't realize, but somebody who's staying with you may have eviction rights.
Mm-hmm.
So in some states, and once again, this varies wildly state to state, so consult your local attorney.
Yep.
But in some states, let's say I was crashing, Fresh, your roommate just moved out, right?
Yeah.
So let's say I go and crash with Fresh, and I'm there for 15 days. In some states, if you stay for longer than 2 weeks, you could be considered a guest, a month-to-month tenant, essentially.
Oh, wow.
And you could have notice rights. So he would have to put you under notice and go through the eviction process to get me out, just because I stayed with him for 15 days, because he's allowed it, because it's beyond the normal term of what a guest would stay. You know, the normal term is sometimes deemed as that, certain states. So now certain states, it might be longer. Certain states might not allow that. Certain states might prevent it. But what I'm saying is, if you just tell a girl or anybody, you know, hey, yo, crash in my place, it's cool. Realize you may be giving them rights.
That's so crazy, bro.
They may be hitting you, coming back and hitting you up for that. And imagine how hard it's going to be, especially if you're dating somebody.
Yep.
Imagine how hard it's going to be living with somebody who's hostile to you in the same household.
Wow. So they actually start to accrue like rights towards your property, and they can actually fight you back about leaving.
Yeah, they can say.
So kick her out on the 10th day, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
Just make sure they understand it's temporary and they're going to keep it moving. You know, and that's something you got to be a little cold about, honestly. You know, you got to say, hey, look, I can't have you staying here. You know, even if it's your friend, I can't have you staying here for a month. I can't have him staying here for 2 months. You know, I'll help you out. Maybe I'll like help you find a place or something, but having them in your own place puts you at a huge risk.
Because I feel like a lot of guys, they fall for the sob story, like, oh, I have nowhere to go. I can't go with my family. I can only stay here. And the longer the chick is there in their house or apartment, is the worst for them. Because I think after 30 days here in Florida,
yep,
if a tenant doesn't leave,
yep,
they can literally just stay, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so very important, guys. If you're with a chick and you want to end it before 30 days, because if she stays there past 30 days, she legally can squat there for a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. And you can't do what's called self-help. There's a big thing in the law called self-help. Self-help is like changing the locks, getting a shotgun, or, you know, like otherwise chasing them off your property. That's like in almost all states. I'm not aware of any other state, but if you find one, tell me and slide into my DMs. Esquire International, if you want to add me on Instagram.
Yeah.
I haven't found any state where you can change the locks on somebody,
right,
you know, which is what you would think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think, oh, you know, I've got a tenant, I can just change the locks on them. Can't do that.
Yep.
Cannot do that.
It's funny. I found, just to get past that problem, just deal with your tenant for that point in time.
Yeah.
Cater to them for a little bit and get them out. Because once they're willing to get out, that's perfect. If they're not willing to get out, then that's the problem.
Try to work with them. I mean, even if it's like, and I would advise, if you're a landlord, and guys, I think real estate's a great investment. Anybody, you know, I know Fresh does it. Anybody wants to get into that, I think that's a great thing. I know Bulldog Mindset, I think he talks about that.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to John Sanmez.
Yeah. You know, I think working with that tenant can be a lot better than spending legal expenses. So let's say you've got to dock a tenant's rent for 1 month, 50%, in order to get them out there.
Do it.
Do it, man. Because that is a lot less than hiring me. That my time for like a couple hours.
Yeah, facts.
You already
facts, bro. You know what, man? You guys need to thank me for getting him on the show, man. Yep. Because it costs a lot of money, man. Like, yeah. I'm actually kind of tight that you guys are getting this for free and I had to pay, man. Yo,
I'm billing by the second here.
Oh, so, man. giving you guys this free stuff, man, this free value, man. Andrew's time is very expensive, and quite frankly, having him on the... He's only doing this because he's my friend, bro, and my lawyer. Otherwise, he would have been like, nah, screw up, bro. I can make money doing something else.
That's right.
Bro. I want to be devil's advocate for a second, right?
Sure.
So I want to be devil's advocate. So what if, right, I'm coming to you, Andrew, and I said, look, this is my fiance, you know, we're going through some struggles.
It's your girl.
But I kind of want to like keep her in the house because, you know, this might work out. Would you recommend someone to like stay because it might work out, or just like, yo, end this really quickly?
Oh, well, you're hitting on a lot of other issues that might run up here, Fresh. I don't know. Should we jump ahead, Myron? Or
it's up to you, man. It's your outline. This is your show. I mean, guys,
ahead.
Andrew made like an amazing outline that's going to cover like pretty much everything with cohabitation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's up to you, Andrew, if you want to go answer that. Yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, from the standpoint of eviction, I mean, it's going to be hard to evict your girl. I mean, look, if you go through the court process, that girl's breaking up with you. No problem. Like, she's 100% breaking up with you.
Wow.
But, you know, I have never seen a couple survive a court case. If you found one, please DM me.
Yeah.
Let me know. But I think you've got other issues. If you're a girl and you are fighting,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna skip ahead. And I know we're gonna save some for Patreon. Are we still want to do that?
Or yeah, yeah, we can. Yeah,
for, okay.
Yeah.
But I'll give a little teaser here for the Patreon. So I think you're running into potential issues with domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
because I'll just say this: the definition in most states, and this is a generalism, it varies wildly, but the definition in most states is pretty broad. So, you know, if you're fighting, just having a conversation that gets heated, it could easily escalate to a domestic violence situation. And in those situations, if the police are called, it is a high likelihood, and we'll talk about this on the Patreon,
mm-hmm.
that you are going to jail, mm-hmm. not her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big one. And here's another fun fact,
mm-hmm.
And I will tell you this because it correlates with eviction, is if there's ever a situation in which there's a DV call and that person was paying you rent, let's say you have a girl there, your girlfriend, whatever, she's paying you rent. And she calls on a DV related call, and DV is pretty broad. In fact, pretty much anything she's going to call, it's going to be against you, is probably going to be DV. It's going to be qualified. She can probably get out of her lease.
Mm.
So that's a big thing that a lot of people don't know about. Most states have a statute where if there's a call and there's a, you know, a report of a crime, they can break their lease and get out of there at will.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what's funny? Here in Florida.
So, I mean, I'm just saying they might use that as an excuse if it's like, okay, I don't want to pay you rent and we're fighting. Okay, boom, I'm out.
Yo, here in Florida, right? I know so many couples, especially Hispanics, where they stay together and but they always fight. And eventually what happens is the girl will call the police on the guy, right? And he'll get like a restraining order.
He can't get a restraining order, yes.
And it's like, this happens so often. I'm like, yo, why do people stay together this long? If they know that this might come up.
And once you've got one, now you've got a history. So now you've got a history of domestic violence, mm. according to the state of Florida. So, you know, when they arrive the second time or the third time, I mean, the first time they might actually have to get some facts. They might have to actually make a story, by the way. And I'm going to do a full video on this on my channel. don't talk to the police.
Yeah, you have the right to remain silent, and you better stay silent, bro.
call your local attorney as soon as possible. But you know, the first time they may need some facts, but the second time, if you come and ain't got a history, boy, you're just going. I mean, it's going to be a very quick police investigation before you head to the station. So,
and I can't imagine how many people, like how many girls fake it because they're mad at their boyfriend, you know, they're upset.
And unfortunately, we don't have those statistics. We're just speculating. Yeah. But, you know, when we're thinking about these laws, we think about those second and third order effects, right? Because you have to think about bad actors, because not everybody's going to be a good actor. Mm-hmm. So you have to go, who's going to be a bad actor? And unfortunately, a lot of our laws are defined by the bad actors, you know, and people who aren't coming in good faith to report these laws. And that's unfortunate reality of the law.
Yeah. So we covered going back here. So we covered the intro, right? Because people are asking me, hey, Myra, why are you wearing a suit? For everybody that just came in, guys, for all you guys that just came in, we've got 231 live viewers. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Subscribe to my channel, Plug Lifestyle, CEO Lifestyle for Fresh. And then Andrew Esquire for Andrew's YouTube channel. I plugged the link in there. He's jumping on the YouTube team with us. And then also on top of that, guys, so why am I wearing the suit? Because Andrew's here in a three-piece and I don't want to look like crap. All right.
He had to come with two.
I had to come with at least a two-piece, guys. You know what I mean?
He's under deposition here.
I had to blow the dust off this tie and, you know what I'm saying, and then come on in. Yeah. For you guys that are wondering, Andrew's my attorney, a friend of mine. He's here to help you guys out with, you know, getting a legal mindset, everything like that. He doesn't necessarily share our views. This is not legal advice. He's just merely educating you guys on some things that you should know as a man in this day and age. We went over common law marriage, right?
Common law marriage informal agreements. And then we went through eviction.
Yep.
And now I'm going to go to something which is kind of related to both, which is joint financial responsibility.
Yes, so this is really important.
I like to call this the Three Musketeers rule. Do you guys know the Three Musketeers saying?
One for one and all for one, right?
You're dyslexic. One for all
and all for one. I hate this guy.
Okay,
this
guy. Classes
and sessions. Go ahead, Andrew. Go ahead.
One for all for one.
Yeah, there we go.
So that's a principle that explains this legal concept called joint and several liability. Once again, joint and several liability. It's very important. That means one person can screw it up for everybody. So, for example, let's say Myron throws a party at Fresh's house and they're roommates, right? Yep. So it's the Fresh Fit dorm room.
Yeah,
right?
There we go.
So
dorm room, man, penthouse at least. Okay, Andrew, come on, man.
Sorry.
Damn, man, make us look terrible.
No, it's going to be dorm room after you pay this legal bill.
Really, nigga?
So Myron throws a party. Fresh is out of town with Hero. They're doing some dog stuff. So, when Fresh comes back, he sees a notice on his door. This is your 5-day notice. You're being evicted because of a party, which is in violation of the lease. And you go to the landlord and you're like, hey, I didn't throw this party. He goes, I don't care. He did. And under the law, joint and several liability, you're stuck for his issues.
Oh, wow. Man.
And now we go the one for all. So if let's put it on Myron this time. Let's say Myron is paying the bills. He's, you know, paying the, you know, internet. He's paying the gas. He's paying the protein shipments. That's like fucking $500 a month to get 1% body fat. So, he's paying for all that. And he's got an agreement with Fresh to split the bills with him. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. But then Fresh bounces. Well, there's really no recourse for him because they really were all together on those expenses. And also, if there was anything that was coming to the house or that was billed to the household as a whole, that can be stuck with Myron. So for example, if they had an extra parking space that they ordered and it's part of the lease and that, you know, they said, okay, we need two parking spaces because we each have a car and you sign that, you can't say, well, he bounced. And it goes, doesn't matter. Mm. You're still liable for that extra space because you signed up for that on the lease.
Guys, I want you to just picture this in a situation with a female. Like, this can go sideways really quickly. So this is very good advice, guys.
Yeah, exactly. And it can work, like I said, it can work with a female and it can also work with friends. I want you guys to be like, I'm telling you guys so you can help you out in all sorts of situations. And it can also help out with business too. Because if you guys ever start a business and you're operating a space, you got to be really careful about who you're working with. Mm. The same principles apply for your coworkers and your girl. but there's boom. Different considerations with your girl.
Yeah, facts. And we got a guys, if you guys have, because I know, man, this the chat is on fire right now with questions.
Yep.
Guys, we will open up Blog Talk Radio so you hear the British woman a little bit. She gave me some BS earlier, so we turned her off, but we'll get her back on because I know a lot of you guys want to talk to Andrew. But Andrew has some things. He's a very busy man, so we probably won't be able to stay on forever. But if you guys want to get your questions answered, Super Chat, we'll put those to the top of the list, and then we'll hit the phone lines as well.
And the Zoom call after.
And the Zoom call after patrons. For all the patrons so you guys can get some extra loaded value. But we got a $100 Super Chat from Paposte Rojo. Pay attention, man. This is absolutely some of the best free advice you will ever receive. Keep up with the fantastic work and great guests. Thank you. Hey, man, you're going to get a Don DeMarco. Don DeMarco. Thank you so much for the support, man. Obviously, as you guys know, Andrew charges me a lot of money, so he's here for you guys for free.
So you guys better. You see, this is the only time I've seen Myron sweat when he's talking about a bill, right?
You know what I'm saying? I hate this. I love him, but I hate him at the same time. So you guys are getting this value for free, man. But yeah, man, obviously I wouldn't bring someone on the show like this unless I trust him. And this is one of the guys, truly, I really do mean that I'll contact at like weird times, like, bro, what should I do? And he's helped me a lot, man, and which we'll talk about later in the future. Sure. For you guys, but anyway, let's keep on going on.
Well,
I didn't mean
to. the rest I have for Patreon, but do you want me to get do we have enough likes to maybe give one away?
You know what, man, guys,
is a like count good enough to give one of them away?
Let's how many likes we got right now?
Okay, look, we got,
how we doing,
128
with 238 people watching.
Hold on, if we get 200 likes, right? We'll give this away.
Okay,
so we need 200 likes right now, people.
Get us those 200 likes, guys,
and you guys got it.
And while we do that, I'm going to get the Blog Talk Radio going.
We should have Law and Order.
Yeah. No, that'll get copyrighted.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Guys, get us to 200 likes. We got 243 live viewers right now.
All
right,
142?
142. Get us to 200, guys.
Almost there.
Likes are free.
You guys got to do it. I mean, it helps the channel. It helps everybody. It helps you guys.
Andrew's channel just went up in subs and views.
Oh, well, appreciate that, guys.
Thank you, guys, for the support.
My first one's on Legal Mindset. I'm going to have two more videos on the topics here today. And also, we're going to do some current news. And if you guys have any suggestions, drop them in the comments of my first video. Drop in comments stuff you want to hear. I'm here to help people out and give them information they want.
Okay.
I appreciate when you guys help us out because Andrew just started his channel. He's already going to subs and views. Same thing with me and Myron. So we appreciate y'all a lot. For real. All right. So we are, how much likes? We are at 159. So almost there. But yeah, Andrew. So let me ask you though, bro.
All right.
Real quick. Like, are you married?
Am I married? That's confidential. No, actually, I'm going to tell you.
Someone asked in the chat.
Okay. Am I married? No, I am not married.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Is there a follow-up question though?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Now, Andrew, you know in the law, will you? Is this coming later on? Is this too quick to ask you a question?
Give it to me.
Will you get married knowing all the laws?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a very good question. And I think a lot of people ask that. And you know what's really funny? What do you think most lawyers would say?
Persuasively, no.
You think most lawyers would say, no, I'm not going to get married?
Or, you know, maybe they know the law, so maybe they'll be like, you know, I can get over it.
Okay. I would say that most lawyers would still answer emotionally and say, yeah, I want to get married. And, you know, yeah, I understand the law, but
your show now, I'm just gonna get married. Press one to hear important instructions, press two.
So my first year out of law school, guess how many weddings I went to of people I went to law school?
A lot.
So my class was 300, but I was in a section of 100.
To start your show now.
Boys, right?
Your show is scheduled to start in 19 seconds.
There we go. So I had 100 people in my class that were close to me, and I had 15 marriages.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. Four.
And as far
three,
as I know.
Two. One.
As far as I know.
Blog Talk Radio.
As far as I know, none of those people signed a prenup.
You know, it's funny, bro. Like, I personally hate going to weddings, not because I want to wish any bad on anybody, but I have this deep, I would say, insight that this probably is not going to work out. And lo and behold, all my friends that got married are now divorced. And I'm not hating. I'm just like, yo, bro, really? You met her like maybe for a year or less, you know?
And you know, that's the funny thing is I've seen even lawyers that just met their partners in law school, just knew them and dated them for a year or two getting married. And I'll tell you, well, that's for another episode.
Yeah,
we'll go there on another episode. But I'll just say that a lot of people get married. A lot of people, even smart people, doctors, lawyers, don't sign prenups and just go into it.
Jeez.
And I'll tell you, you know, if you think it's never going to change, you're probably, you know, sorely going to be upset. And the statistics are the statistics. Now, one statistic people have to understand is people are getting married at a lower rate than they did in the past. So people are just not getting married. That is a more common thing now, statistically. But, you know, once again, the divorce rates aren't radically improving. They're still very, very high. And knowing the way the law is and knowing what my position is, unless I was marrying somebody of a superior income.
You know, boom, there you go. Superior income, guys.
Perfect.
I would never get legally married.
Boom.
So unless I'm catching, I guess what, Cardi B or something.
Yeah, Cardi B.
She falls out with Offset.
Yeah, exactly. Cardi B or who's that? Megan Stallion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then you can definitely do it.
Then I can do it. But unless I'm catching those girls or like some really, you know, really high end girl. But frankly, and you guys are the dating experts. So, yeah. I mean, do you think those guys would even get with a guy like me?
Yo, you know what's funny? Myron, Andrew, my deepest fear is to meet a chick that's a lawyer.
Mm.
A hot, crazy lawyer chick.
Yeah.
Marry her and that end in a bad note. Because you know there's no coming back from that. She knows all the laws.
Yep.
She knows who you are, all your weaknesses, and could take full advantage of you.
You sure you don't want to meet some? I may have somebody for you.
And that's what Dr. Dre's going through right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why this legal battle's been drawn out. I mean, I don't think she's a practicing attorney, but she went to law school. She knows her way around a little bit.
Well, one thing I will say is I think a lot of guys don't know the laws. And this is just colloquial. This is just my experience speaking to guys. When I was working in the student clinic and I was talking with students, I haven't done statistical analysis on this. I don't have data. It's not part of my practice. It's not part of something I do. Mm-hmm. But just basics. It seemed like to me when I was talking to college students that the girls knew the law a little bit better than the guys. Mm. I'm not saying they're like, you know, Legally Blonde over here, like Elle Woods and stuff like that. That's fake. That movie's fake as hell. But they did tend to know it a little better. Mm-hmm. So I think they did, you know, understand more about, for example, the, you know, alimony and, you know, everything around that. They also understood a lot about, you know, paternity and all those requirements more than guys do. And I think that's a little bit something that I think guys can do a better job of just understanding the basics.
Yeah.
And I think that puts you on an even playing field. Mm-hmm. And so you can go and make rational decisions, which I think everybody should be making.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, we still got only, I think, 165 likes, man.
We're at 170. So
we're at 170. Guys, we need 30 likes, man. We're giving you guys a bunch of free value right now. Don't forget to like the video, right? Subscribe, obviously, to my YouTube channel, CEO Lifestyle, and then Andrew's YouTube channel, Andrew Esquire. But guys, we are not going to go any further with all this free game and answering these questions until we get 200 likes, man.
And guys, between myself, Myron, and Andrew, this is well over $1,000 an hour.
Yeah, really, well over.
And guys, by the way, that breaks down as $998, $1,
$1. So 200 likes or we're not going to keep going, guys. 200 likes. That's easy. We got 256 people watching live right now.
Meyer looking fresh on the set, man.
I'm trying, man. I can't let this guy destroy me. You know, even though he's wearing a three-piece. Yeah.
Really, he does look like I'm about to put him under a deposition.
Oh, man. Let's see here.
188.
188. 12 more, guys.
190.
10 more.
Guys, 10 is real easy bridge to cross, guys.
Yep.
Look, I'm going to get on my phone. I'm going to like this episode right now myself to help you guys out.
Oh, yeah. I tagged you so you can repost it.
Okay. I'm gonna like this episode.
Did we hit 200?
We are at 199. Oh, let's see.
Did my one like put it over the top?
200.
Hey. Perfect.
Let's do it, guys.
Awesome. Awesome. So we got some super chats in the house. Let's start handing super chats. Guys, phone lines are open. The phone number is on the thing, 515-605-9740. Call in, and we will get some of these questions answered. So let's hit the first super chat. Again, guys, 515-605-9740 is the number to call into the show. We got G. Asenio with the $5 super chat. What would you suggest if a guy defends himself from his girl hitting him and she runs into his block? New York, by the way.
Ooh.
And he runs into his block. Okay. I mean, I would say, you know, the one thing is as a guy, and once again, not a New York lawyer, don't know New York law, so it may be different, but this is just general advice that helps out in any situation. When you're with a girl, you really gotta understand you've got the size advantage and you've got a duty to retreat in that situation and get yourself out of that situation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, definitely don't, you know, hit her back, you know, don't engage with her,
yep.
you know, don't try to like, cause if it comes down to a situation where the cops show up and you've got a mark on her arm cause she grabbed you and she's got a black eye. Okay. Well, you know,
yeah. You know, pretty, who's going to take the L on that
going
one
to jail on that one.
Yeah. That's going to definitely be a,
so you're going to want to definitely, you're going to want to definitely back off. And let me say this too. You should not be, and this is a bigger issue. Mm. You should not be with somebody, and this is a thing I would say from a legal standpoint, analyzing the risk. If you are with a girl or with people who have a high risk for violence and violent behavior and outbursts like that, you should remove yourself from that social circle.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay? Let me repeat that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on, hold on. I got the sound.
If you are hanging out with people who tend to get drawn into violent situations, whether they're guys or girls, you should not be hanging out with those people. They are going to drag you in somehow, some way you're going to get brought into that. And that's just that you are the, I firmly believe you are the five people you hang around with the most. Mm. And if you're hanging around these people, you're going to get put in that situation. And that applies to, you know, your partner, you know, who you're dating, who you're seeing, who you're with, and also your friends. So you got to find friends that are, that want to de-escalate. Because anybody, you know, I know some really tough guy. I mean, Myron's a pretty tough guy, but, you know, he'll de-escalate situations. You know, he's mm-hmm. not trying to get into a fight with mm-hmm. another dude.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. anybody who can fight, who's had like a background in fighting or jiu-jitsu or anything, they're not, those guys, I see them calm.
Yep, for sure.
Not trying to fight because they understand there's risks in getting a fight. Even if you get in a fight and you win, you're probably going to still get injured.
Yep. Right.
And there's still potential charges. And remember, it's not just criminal. It's also civil. So one thing people don't understand is like OJ. Mm-hmm. You guys don't remember about OJ?
Oh, yeah, we do, man. Yeah. If the glove doesn't fit, you must have quit, baby.
Okay. So you guys think OJ was innocent, right?
Well, honestly, bro.
Well, no. But okay, the court case found OJ innocent, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he was proven innocent. Yes. Criminally. Yep.
But civilly, he got hit.
Yep.
He was liable civilly. And that's how the wife's family, Nicole, was it Nicole Brown?
Nicole Simpson.
Nicole Simpson. Nicole Simpson, that's how her family ended up getting damages, was civilly because it's a lower standard.
Yes.
So even if you're not criminal, because criminals, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt, everybody knows that. You mm-hmm. watch CSI, totally not realistic.
Facts.
Law and Order, not realistic. But, you know, that standard is much lower for civil liability.
Yes.
You know, you can get somebody for just negligence, and negligence is like a reasonable person standard. It's much lower than beyond a reasonable doubt.
Preponderance of the evidence, Andrew? Is that what it is?
It depends. Yeah. I mean, it can be preponderance of the evidence. Essentially, okay. You know, negligence is a specific charge. So you're saying they're negligent by a preponderance of the evidence. That's fine.
And okay. Andrew, I would say as well, just to add to that point, especially in the social media age, have your phone out if you're with a female and she's doing like hitting you or coming after you. Have your phone out like this and record everything face forward. Mm-hmm. So you have evidence that, like, at least would that help in court if I have evidence of.
So I'm not gonna. That's something that really depends the filming. So I'm definitely not gonna tell you anything because I don't want to tell you false information mm-hmm. or give you advice that's bad. All I'm gonna say is this: if this is logically, not legally, mm-hmm. logically. Is it better to have evidence that might be thrown out or to have no evidence?
Right. To definitely have something.
So I'm going to leave that there. So it's better to, I think in my mind, logically, it's better to have evidence that could be thrown out. So
exactly. Let them do the suppression hearing and everything else.
Right. So they've got to take an action to stop that from coming in, you know? So, you know, I think it's better to have than not have, but once again, it's going to vary state by state. It might not be permissible where you are, mm-hmm. but at least you'd have something. And also maybe that helps later, you know, if you're trying to talk to that person and say, hey, look at the tape. Mm-hmm. You're the one who did this mm-hmm. personally between two people. I think that might help them, you know, de-escalate that. Cause a lot of times I see people getting in fights with their significant others and they're, you know, their significant other might be gaslighting them saying, I didn't do that. I didn't hit you. Well, if you've got it on video, then.
Yeah, exactly.
And then what if, right, as let's say I'm on social media and I post that video on social media, would I get in trouble for it?
I would not. If you have the video and you post it on social media, I really can't say it's possible you could. I'm not going to say no.
It's tricky.
Possible you could. I'm not going to give an opinion on that for sure legally. But I mean, I wouldn't post stuff on. Here's the one thing about social media. Here's a free one. I wasn't even planning on talking about this tonight. So I'm going to give you some.
Here
free
we go.
Value.
Some more man classless session, man. Let's go. And then we got a couple callers on the line. Yeah. And we got a few more super chats. Andrew, will answer this, then we'll get right into the super chats and the calls.
And there was a question. I think I got that I need to answer. That was from the super from the chat.
Mm-hmm.
So. Social media, biggest thing you need to know, it is public record when you put it out on social media.
Bam.
It is treated like you went in the middle of, we used to have town squares, right? It's like the middle of Times Square and you shouted it for everybody to see. I think people think because you have a friend list that it is limited. It is not. So if you're putting it out there, that is probably going to be admissible. I mean, maybe your good lawyer will be able to exclude it, but I've seen a lot of criminal crimes where people criminal cases
mm-hmm.
That my friends have done where they've talked about the facts and they said, yeah, this guy went and posted on social media smoking a joint uh-huh. or bragging about something illegal he did. Like, yo, I just went for this joyride and this guy's, you know, a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, you just admitted the crime.
Yeah.
That's admissible, bro.
Yep.
You know, so you got to be real careful about social media. And I think more and more social media is going to be used in a legal sense
mm-hmm.
because it used to be like, you know, a lot of lawyers were old. They didn't understand it. They're like the boomiest boomers,
mm-hmm.
you know, but now you have a generation of lawyers that are coming up like me that understand social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to say, yo, you put this out as a tweet as public. You don't get to say you didn't mean this.
Yeah.
Didn't say
look,
this.
Look at all the rappers and everybody.
Yeah. I mean, put it this way, guys, there's definitely rappers that have been indicted off of Instagram. Tekashi 6ix9ine is one of them. Yep. He actually made a hit out, I think on TMZ that was recorded towards Chief Keef. And that was used against him in his racketeering case with the feds. So you guys got to understand when you put on social media, it 100% can be used against you, but we'll get right back into the questions here. We got Unique 79 with a five British pounds. Andrew, I believe lawyers use women's emotions to manipulate them into turning against their ex-partners. What do you think? This is kind of a personal one.
So I believe women. So let me repeat. Was the question? I believe lawyers use women's emotions to turn them against
their ex-partners.
I think that can be in certain circumstances. They can do that. Of course, you know, ethically, we're not supposed to coach our witnesses. You know, not supposed to coach a witness and tell them, "Hey, this is what you say on the stand," but I think that what happens is that when you start, let's say it's something emotionally charged, like divorce,
mm-hmm.
you know, your attorney is going to try to talk to you and give you the strongest position possible.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you have a woman who's kind of has mixed feelings about a partner, the lawyer is going to want to lean on the side of those emotions that are going to give him the better case, you know, not the feelings of, oh, he was a good husband. That's not going to be good testimony. The testimony is going to be like, he was, you know, he was cheating. He was this, he was a POS, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be stronger in a case than the stuff that's going to make him look better.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just natural. Like, I mean, and that's sort of, in a way, that's our duty. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm Myron's lawyer, right.
Mm-hmm.
And Fresh is suing him, even though I might know nice things about Fresh, my duty as a lawyer is not to say my duty is not to say the entire truth. My duty is to represent him to the best of my abilities.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So they're just doing their jobs. They're not trying to be evil or anything. They're just trying to do their jobs.
Yeah.
Now you can argue about the end result, but you know, we've got a job to do and we've always taken that seriously. Like from the beginning of this country, you know, we had lawyers, defending British soldiers, you know, during the American Revolution. You know, that's something we take seriously as lawyers. We do take our ethical duties very seriously. So our duty to the client is like one of the strongest, you know. In fact, there's been cases where police have tried to make lawyers talk, you know, give up confidential information about their clients
mm-hmm.
and they throw the lawyer in jail. Every single time the lawyer's gotten off, it's been, you know, no,
yep.
the
duty attorney to the client privilege is real.
The duty to the client is stronger than almost anything else. That's one of the highest.
So, real quick,
we should have had Andrew talk about this on social media in our course.
Yeah, yeah. So, actually, it'll be a part of the Zoom calls. So, guys, as you guys know, next Wednesday, we're November 18th, we're going to release our social media course, DMs on Demand. We're going to have a early bird special at $397. Get on my email list and get my free book, Unplugging from the Matrix of Fitness and Games, so you can guys get that special offer. And then it's going to go up to $497 on Black Friday, then double after that, after Cyber Monday. And we will be having Zoom calls during, yep, after the course releases, where we're going to give out the real secret sauce and everything else, because we got some competitors that might have tried to steal our IG tactics. So Andrew will be in the Zoom calls as well.
And the thing is, guys, you got to realize in 2020, everybody's got to get their Instagram on point. Whether that, I mean, those guys are, I think you guys are talking about dating, but honestly, for business, for personal purposes, you've got to really get your social media on point, because that's where we're going in the future. You know, if you don't have that, you're kind of stuck behind. Yep. If you're not kind of keeping up in some way. I'm not saying you got to be making TikTok dance videos every day. But what I am saying is that you gotta put out yourself out there and market yourself, you know, personally, professionally. That's very important.
Yeah, man, that's going to be your digital business card.
Don't forget, guys, that like in this day and age, Instagram is like the new resume. And for the most part, you can be the best lawyer, doctor, athlete, whoever, but if nobody knows who you are, it doesn't matter. So you need to put yourself out there and be in the best position possible.
All right. So we're going to go over to the phone lines
here. I had one that somebody said, somebody sent a question about what if a girl self-inflicts? And I would say, you know, that's something that's not really a legal issue as much as a mental health issue. That person really needs to be, you know, checked out for, you know, mental health. I mean, there's lots of deep issues with that. You should definitely not try to deal with that yourself. And certainly, you know, you should never let someone like that live with you because of the perception. Because frankly, and this is not me, but I've heard of people who have, you know, you see a girl who comes into work, and one of her coworkers will see marks on her.
Yeah.
And what's the first thing you think they think?
Who hurt you?
What
is your boyfriend? Was it your husband?
Boom.
Let's go tell the cops.
Immediately that. And sometimes they'll go to the cops before they even talk. Someone will just go to the cops because they make a presumption. So what I'm trying to say is that you really got to be careful with these people you let in your life. Yeah. You know, and like with violent people who are violent towards themselves, whether that's controlled substances, whether that's you know, self-harm, you got to not have those people in your life.
Yep. Big facts.
Perfect.
So we'll turn over to the phone lines here. We got 818 on the line.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Cam.
What's up, Cam? From California. What's up, man?
California.
Yeah. Everyone's all suited up, looking great, looking fly.
Thank you, man.
Congrats, Andrew.
Thanks, Cam.
Andrew, I wanted to ask you a question. So I do have an interest to have children in the future, and I wanted to know, other than the ideology that we all follow on how to vet women and how to choose like the right partner when it gets to that point, is there anything from a legal standpoint I can do to like, and I know, you know, this is,
you're in the worst state in America for even thinking about that. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is cross the border to Nevada.
Bam.
You know, I mean, I'm going to be real with you. They're in there. And let me be clear. There are things you can do. Now, they aren't bulletproof. So, for example, a lot of people talk about and I'm happy to come back on in another episode and talk about marriage, because that's a whole separate thing. And that's a whole.
And I think guys would like that. Hey, guys, give us some ones in the chat if you guys want us to have Andrew come back and talk about marriage exclusively.
That's a whole episode.
Yeah.
Because I think I hear a lot of people, and look, I'm not saying that I wouldn't want in sometime in the future, even though I am single now, I would not want to have kids in the future. I'm not saying that. I reserve the right to change my mind. But I would say you got to be very careful. Number one, you got to choose the person correctly. We all know that. And I think that's what you're talking about, Cam. But also, you can have agreements. You can have a prenup. You can have a parenting agreement. So you, in most states, you know, and
Andrew, again, they're lighting it up with ones right ones. Now, dude. Holy they're lighting goodness. It up. All right, guys. Okay. So we will
I'm coming back.
Well, he'll come back and we'll do an episode on marriage.
Myron is going to be very broke.
Max, so clear me out. But yeah, no, we will do one on marriage. This is overwhelming. So we will do one on marriage for you guys in the future. So, but sorry, go ahead, Andrew. I didn't mean to cut you.
So I think the one thing you got to do is you got to make sure that you've got an agreement in place up front. And you've set how it's going to be. And you've had those discussions too. You've got to have a discussion straight up. Like we, you know, especially if you are going to have kids with this, like if we don't have kids and we break up, this is how it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And even frankly, with people I've talked to about it, I tell them, you know what? It's likely we're going to break up just statistically, you know, statistically we may be raising these kids separately, but you know what if you're vetting for a person who's committed to that and raising those children and you come to the agreements and understandings ahead of time, I think it's possible. Now, a lot of people say go to another country. The laws in other countries, I think, are better. I'm not a lawyer from another country, but I've heard and kind of seen when I've been in other countries that they're better. I think that's an option if you're okay moving. But if you're staying here, I think moving within the U.S., definitely smart. And also getting all the agreements up front to the strongest legal extent possible. Mm-hmm. So if I was getting a prenup, I'm going to a family lawyer. I would go to another lawyer, one of my friends, and I would say, draft me the strongest possible prenuptial agreement to the point where the lawyer, because a lot of times when you have a prenup, it's required that the wife get a lawyer to examine it. So, you know, the wife's lawyer, when she looks at it, is going to say, don't sign this. It's horrible. This is the worst ever. That's the reaction I want. Mm-hmm. I want it to be, this is the harshest thing ever, mm-hmm. because they got to understand coming in that you're going to protect your assets and you're going to fight this, you know, if they try to dissolve this.
That's good.
Cam, you just got a bunch of value right there, man.
That is fire. Yes. Can I just ask one quick question then? And it's regarding something different from the law. Like, in regards to Richard Cooper said one thing about principles of women is like, you shouldn't date a woman that is like financially very much, much lower than you. And in my culture, as you guys know, like, you know, we're looking for girls that are doctors and all that kind of shit. So I'm wondering, like, for you guys and also Andrew, like, do you think, would you, when you get to the point of vetting a woman and you get to the point of like, you know, potential monogamy to have children one day, do you three all believe in this principle that like we should be very, concerned about like how much money the girl's making, and if it's much lower, we should probably not even marry her?
That's a good question.
I'm going to give you the personal and not so much legal, because it really isn't legal, but I'll give a little bit of like just thought from the legal perspective. I mean, once again, the further away you get from your own salary, like which I think that's what Mr. Cooper would agree with, the further away you get from your salary, the more risk you have legally, right? So if you make 200,000 and she makes 50, you know, that net is 150, right? That's a lot different if you make 150 and she makes 125, right? So then there's not that much, the risk is a lot lower, the profile's a lot lower, right? But I think there's other factors that make it more difficult.
Hey Cam, just mute yourself, just mute your phone so that when Andrew's talking, it's more clear.
Yeah, right, and there's other factors that make it more difficult if you're that close to each other. You gotta, and I'll say this from my perspective as a lawyer who's seen other lawyer couples. How much time, and I'm gonna ask you guys, fresh and fit, how much time do you think these couples have, if they're two lawyer couples, how much time do you think they have for the kids?
Not,
man, very little. Yeah, very little.
Yeah. So they'll
daycare, raised on daycare.
Have you guys heard of au pairs?
Yes.
So it's something rich people have. Not, that's not on the Barbados.
It's a rich nanny. It's a rich nanny.
We got that too. We got that too. What you mean?
I'm joking. Yeah. But, no, fresh is balling. But, you know, a lot of people will pay a nanny or an au pair, which is a student that leaves a young girl that'll come from another country and take care of the kid. And they'll pay somebody to be there all day. They'll see their kids. I have a friend. They're both litigators, high power litigators. They see their kid probably, I'm not even joking, 12 waking hours of the week.
Because, oh, wow.
And that's mostly on the weekend.
Wow.
Because they get home and they're just exhausted. And what can they do? They can like, you know, maybe make a little food and go to bed. So they're working, you know, 10, 12 hour days. They don't have time for a kid.
Yeah,
that's,
man.
There's no way to live.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and they're making their decisions. So they're saying our $200,000, $300,000 in salary is worth not having a relationship with your kid. Now, if you're willing to make that sacrifice, I guess I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to tell you what your sacrifices are.
Yep.
So that's my take.
I mean, me personally, bro, just to keep it really simple, Cam, right now, I could care less because I already decided, bro, I'm going to have kids in Colombia. So whether she's rich, poor, Colombia, it don't matter. The laws won't affect me. I got 3-4 kids and I'll be chilling. And she's gonna be bad as hell. So for the most part, I'm chilling on that, bro.
I like the confidence, Fresh.
With me, man, this is a great question. I mean, the plus is if you marry a girl that makes less money than you, she can stay home and raise the children, which we all know, right? A two-parent household and being reared by your mother is superior as far as like, you know, being raised and having a higher likelihood of being successful, right? But at the same time, if you guys were to divorce, there's going to be issues there where she's definitely going to come for your neck financially. So, man, that's a tough one. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
It's a rock and a hard place, you know, and a lot of the best, and frankly, and this is totally non-legal, this is just my observation, but I've seen, you know, a lot of the best pairings I've seen For example, are like a lawyer, or sorry, a doctor and a nurse, or like a lawyer and a paralegal. And I'm not saying they should be doing that. That implies workplace. So let's say a lawyer and a librarian or a teacher, mm-hmm. you know, somebody who does have a lower, but has more time.
Yes.
So, yes. You know, I think that sometimes works better personally, but then you have the status thing that plays into
yep,
it. So
of course
it's a hard decision. Honestly, in 2020, I'm glad I'm not making that decision right now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Seriously, man. So Cam, thank you so much. We're going to get to the next caller.
We got a super chat here from
and I got a super chat here too, which I'll answer right now. Let's get the caller on the line real quick. 773. You're on the Fresh Fit Podcast with Andrew ESQ. You there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear, man. Give me 1 second. I'm going to read off the super chat. We got Eddie Jones with the 1999 super chat. I'm late, so sue me. Shout out to him, man. He's one of our patrons, guys.
Yep. Which, complaints by the way, coming in.
Yeah. So, guys, by the way, after this episode, we're going to have a Zoom call right after. Andrew is going to be – he's always on the Zoom calls, but he's going to be there. It's pretty much going to be his show, unless you guys have questions on fitness and dating or whatever it may be.
His debut.
Or if you guys want to see – where I got this tie, jump in on the Zoom call right after this. $50 tiers and up only, patreon.com/freshfit. So let's go. Go ahead, caller. What is your question?
Okay, quick legal question, because I heard you bringing up the assets and money coming in and going out. So I have a kid with the ex-girlfriend, and we've already been to court, and you know, the income has been split to the point where, like, I pay X amount in child support, and that's it. But now I'm going to be starting a business, and I know it's going to go ahead and create some income. And in the future, I could count on it that she will come and say, hey, let's go back to court. You know, I hear you got this business going, and you're making X amount of dollars extra. So what would you say would be the best way to go ahead and protect that, or, you know, if you want to get straight to it, hide the money and so forth, but not so much hide, but just, you know, protect. Great.
Costa Rica. Yeah.
I think the correct word you want to use is shield your assets.
Yes, yes.
There you go, my friend.
You can never hide from the IRS.
Yeah, my friend.
You can maximize your tax strategy.
There you go.
Puerto Rico.
So I'm gonna say this, because, you know, once again, I can't give you specific legal advice, you know, because I'm not your attorney.
Yeah.
But that being said, let me get some facts from you so I think I can get you some overall guidance. So you said you have a kid with this woman. Are you still married?
No.
Okay, so you're divorced completely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's been finalized, everything. Okay. I think that, you know, that is not gonna factor in down the road. So if you start a business, if she's already finalized your divorce, that won't factor in towards her alimony. Do you pay her alimony and child support, or just child support?
Just child support.
Okay. Depending, and this, once again, it's fact specific, but if you're going to get the business down the road, it's going to be pretty hard for her, after she's finalized her divorce with you, to hit you with alimony, because that income wasn't generated during the course of the relationship, right? So she can't say that she was a part of what allowed you to make that money for that business, because you're starting that business after you've already ended the relationship.
That's what Dr. Dre's wife is right now trying to fight on, that she helped him build his empire.
Yes.
Jeez.
That's now, like, one of her main arguments.
Yeah. And it's a different argument, for example, if you have the same career, let's say like Dr. Dre, let's say you're in a recording industry and you started small and now you've grown. And so they're saying, I was this critical building block.
Yes.
For example, in medical school, a lot of people, let's say you marry somebody while you're in medical school and you're in residency, right? Mm-hmm. And your wife is supporting you. She's cooking, cleaning, she's helping you do stuff. And then all of a sudden you shoot up from residency where you're making 60K to 200, 300K as a doctor.
Yep.
She's going to say, I helped you during that period, therefore I owe you that. You owe me that money.
Mm.
You know, that I helped you get there.
She was there on the come up.
That's her argument. Yeah.
Is it like Jeff Bezos and his wife?
Yeah, that's a simpler argument, except for she was there for longer. And longevity does play into most of it. Once again, varies wildly state by state, so consult your local attorney. But you know, and there's some states that have what's called community property, so it's automatically split 50-50. That's California. Thank you, California.
I see there's a trend here, guys, with California, if you're not paying attention. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, California.
We're in Illinois right here.
Illinois? Okay. I have no idea about Illinois law. But what I'm going to tell you is that generally it's going to be harder because you're starting this business after. So I think that's going to be fine. And I think that you want to look at the tax structure that's going to help you take on that income best, given your, you know, given what you're doing. You're going to want to look in whether you want to form an LLC. And when you form an LLC, are you going to form it as a pass-through taxation, or are you going to take the S-corporation deduction, which would treat it slightly differently under tax treatment? So you might want to talk to a CPA on that and try to maximize your tax strategy. You're not hiding anything. You're just maximizing your tax strategy.
And which dovetails perfectly. Hold on, caller. What that dovetails perfectly, because guys, I'm actually going to bring my CPA on the show and we'll talk about taxes, finances, that stuff. And there's that's also a very important shout out to my accountant, Steve. There is some new tax laws that are going to come out with this new administration with Biden and Kamala Harris that you guys are probably going to want to learn. So we'll have him on the show in early December. So you guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
You guys are going to really want to. And I have a feeling I'm probably going to have to be back on your show just for all the new laws under this.
Yes.
Under that's coming next year.
Yeah.
Because depending on how things shake out, and I am thinking of doing an election episode. Lawsuit episode very soon, guys.
Yeah.
So that may be coming on my channel. But, you know, there will be a lot if it goes Biden, and especially if the Senate seat goes blue. There are going to be a lot of changes.
There's going to be some changes, guys. So as you guys can see here on the Fresh Fit Podcast, not only do we teach you how to get good with women, get in shape, but we also help you guys with the money, the legal stuff, etc., man. So we're going to keep giving you guys this fire value. Go ahead, caller. I know you had a second question. Try to keep it brief.
Okay, yes, very brief. So what we were told, and what's in the order, is that we can year to year come back to court for the child's sake. If there's a change in income. So that's why I'm asking the question.
That is a crazy Illinois thing. This is exactly why you see why I'm hesitant to give him direct advice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because I'm not an Illinois lawyer. I don't know Illinois law. And that's straight up. So I just know legal principles, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to guide him off of legal principles. Yeah. What I'm saying is that, you know,
that's a new wacky one, huh?
That's a wacky one. Yeah. You should really talk to your CPA and also see, you know, maybe talk to your attorney. I'm sure you got an attorney to see if there's a window on that or sort of a sunset, you know, like a sunset provision, you know, where she can no longer come back, or where that will no longer be assessed, because that continuing in perpetuity is really unconscionable. And if that's an Illinois law, my lord. One thing too, you should also recognize, and this is in some states, but not all states, but just keep it in mind. If she ends up getting married again, then you know, payments to a certain extent can cut off in some circumstances. So just, you know, keep that in mind.
Yeah. So caller, thank you so much for calling in. We got a super chat
here.
Yeah, no worries, man.
No problem, man.
All right.
Thank you for calling into the show. We got a super chat here from Knowledge Applied is Wisdom. Keep it fresh, bringing pros to advise. The ball never stops rolling, but I see you keeping your balance, Bruce Lee. Running water never goes stale.
Well said.
Nice.
Very well said, man. Very well said. So, guys, the call-in number is 515-605-9740. We'll stay on for another. Andrew, you tell us. You're the busy one here.
And I did. Do you guys want one more? I can give you one more here.
Yeah, let's do it. Guys, go ahead. Jump on the phone lines. Keep it brief, though. We'll limit each caller to one question only. Andrew, go ahead, man. Take it away, my friend.
So let's go ahead, and I'm going to talk about – let's talk about DV, since I hinted on it. So I want to go ahead and just talk about that broadly.
Okay, which stands for domestic violence.
So you know, I mean, let me ask you guys, what do you think of when I tell you somebody's been charged with domestic violence? Like, what is your perception of what that is?
My first thought is, did it really happen? Is it fake or is it staged?
Okay. What about you?
He looks at it critically. I mean, it's a typical stereotype. Woman beater, guy, you know, black, gives his wife a black eye. He's wearing a dirty white beater with blood on it. He's like, oh yeah, she should have got me my beer. But you know what I mean? That's the stereotype, right? She didn't make me a sandwich, you know, some wild stuff like that.
Right. Why aren't you in the kitchen?
Yeah.
I think that's what people think. That's what people think.
Yeah, that's a stereotype.
And you're looking at it through your rational, like based, you know, like, okay.
Well, in Barbados, what they do. In Barbados, they're like, hey, woman, come here.
You're funny, man.
I am not a Barbados lawyer. But I do know that people think of it as this extreme thing. But let me read you, this is just one statute. Once again, every state statute different, but I'm just going to read you, you know, what it can be. You know, it could be assault, battery, sexual assault, sexual battery, stalking, cyber stalking, kidnapping, false imprisonment, or any other criminal offense.
Andrew out here putting a clinic on, man.
And hit me with the rewind here.
Yeah. This is very important, bro.
Any other criminal offense between one household member against another.
Oh my God, bro. That is wild.
Really, nigga?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, there are a lot of crimes, guys. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of crimes. There's a crime in Florida for stealing pine straw. Like, if you take the straw you see, like, outside in Christmas. Well, we don't have Christmas here. But up north where, like, real Floridians live, you know, they have this straw, and it's, like, kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. So, if you steal it, it's a felony. So,
in Texas, if you kill a cat, like, if you kill someone's cattle, that's like a capital offense.
That used to be a hanging offense in Texas.
Yeah, like and the Texas Rangers actually investigate that originally. That's like their main mandate. So it's like, man, there's like there's a lot of crazy laws on the books, guys, for you guys that are wondering.
Yo, in Barbados? If you kill flying fish, you're going to jail.
Oh,
that's real.
Unless you're eating them, right? Unless you're like fishing them.
If you go on your boat, go out. And let's say you go between certain waters and you take the fish, you're like stealing from...
Okay, you have to go to certain places.
You're
laughing at me, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Flying fish is like their number one food, right?
Yeah, flying fish is fire, man. Yeah.
I didn't even know you guys had laws, bro. Okay.
You funny, man.
Halfway.
So, guys, the one part about that I want you to pay attention to is between one household member and another. Well, you're thinking wife, right? You're thinking girlfriend. No. Parents, children, parents. Roommates, right? Just regular roommates. Would you think you're going to catch a domestic violence charge from, you know, if you got in a scuffle with your guy roommate? Like if Fresh and Fit are together and they fight, one of them can call on the other and Myron's probably going to catch the charge with his 1% body fat.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, yeah. Like,
you know, it's something that can happen even just between two people that are living together. And so if you have a guest that's like staying over, you know, and they've stayed over too long, once again, they stayed over that month.
Yeah.
They could fall under that. So that's why I'm saying these things kind of tie together, guys.
Dang.
So you have a girl. Let's say you had a girl and you had her stay with you. And she's like, oh, hard times. Let me stay with you for a month. Now she's a tenant. Now she's living with you. Now she calls. And then you got a DV charge. And guess who's getting kicked out of their own apartment? You are.
She belongs to the streets.
But you could end up on the streets with that one.
Exactly.
Even though she belongs to the streets, she's going to put you on the streets.
And one more thing is that I will say one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cases are trending and laws are trending. There used to be this thing called the impact rule where we deal with damages that actually struck you. You know, you'd have to, if I wanted to, you know, sue somebody for, you know, a arm injury, it's not like you almost hit me. Or you came near me, it'd be like you actually had to hit me, you know, for me to claim that injury came from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I can say, okay, when Myron, like, you know, broke my arm, that was caused by Myron, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But things are trending towards emotional damages. Mm-hmm. And now I'm not gonna say why. I think a lot of people can imply why, but in the law,
President.
Things are trending towards emotions. For example, there's something called intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Mm-hmm.
And this used to be when somebody would, for example, if Myron had a child and I like went in front of Myron and I did some Walking Dead sort of thing where, you know, I'm like beating up on Myron's child in order to intimidate Myron. That's intentional infliction of emotional distress. I'm causing him emotional stress because I'm beating his child. Mm. Well, that in some states, they've opened it up. So if I took their pet, so if I took his pet and I start wailing on his pet.
Yeah. Or Hero.
I kidnap Hero.
Wail on Hero. Hero is Walt's dog, bro. He's poorly behaved, man. Hero be wailing out, bro. I hate that. Bruh. Go ahead.
But if I wail the dog, that emotional distress, I can sue for that. Now, not in every state. But once again, it's getting towards more and more and more emotional distress. So what I'm saying is, what I'm paying attention to is the trends. I'm not really, you know, when I'm looking at these things and kind of giving my opinion, I'm not saying state by state, states are wildly different. What I'm saying is the trend mm-hmm. is towards a realm of more emotions rather than direct proof, very objective damages.
See, I want to make a prediction real quick, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like in the next coming years, because of this new president mm-hmm. and how things are going, like with emotional distress, it's going to become so bad. You might have like verbal, you know, rape. You might have
verbal grape.
Yeah, I just feel like now how the laws are, like we're going to get towards like whatever you say could be used against you, and you could be fined or even put in jail for what you say.
Mm.
Social media is already censoring whatever you type in there, Twitter, Instagram. So to me, it's going to be even worse.
Yeah.
I think you know, it's an interesting thing, and this is just speculation. I don't know, you know, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe it goes completely the other way. Maybe there's a reversal. I hope there's a reversal, but because it's easier for the law and it's more fair for everybody.
Yeah.
But you know, I could see things going where, you know, people start suing each other over, you know, sending memes and stuff like that, you know, and I'm hurt, my feelings are hurt over me. Now, that's not the way it is right now. There's a bunch of legal principles that prevent that. But what I'm saying is what you got to look is the trends and the direction the ship is going. And that's all. And I think that's pretty important in the law. And I try to stay in tune with that. But, you know, once again, I deal with facts and objective data when I'm doing my day-to-day.
Okay. One last question, Andrew, before we get off. And this actually comes from our man at the back, Chris, right here on the ones and twos, Chris. Man. Yeah, man. Chris is out here doing, man, he's still sick and he's still here, you know, doing what he's got to do, helping out with the lighting and everything.
If he gives me the Rona, you guys are going to be bankrupt with the lawsuit.
You know what I'm saying?
The studio will be shut down.
What was I going to say? With that said, Chris, guys, we're up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts now. You're going to see episodes like this on there. So make sure to get on the Fresh and Fit podcast on Spotify, Google, and or Apple Podcasts, whatever you choose to listen to.
Yes.
But Chris actually had a good question. He said, what if a woman does self-damage? How do you avoid that or defend yourself from that? Which I think he means like if she punches herself or something to try to inflict some kind of damage. So that when the police show up, it looks like she's been attacked.
I would remove yourself from that situation. And, you know, once again, if you can remove yourself from that situation, that's the best. Mm-hmm. Police are trained. I will say one thing about police. They are trained to notice like self-inflicted damage.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's certain ways in which you're going to impact yourself versus somebody else impacting you.
Yep.
And police aren't that dumb. You know, they're not going to come and, you know, get you for something that's clearly self-inflicted.
Yep.
There's certain ways that someone would, for example, cut themselves versus somebody else cutting them. For example, if someone's coming at me with a knife, I'm probably going to go like this and defend myself, right?
Yep.
Versus if I'm cutting myself and intentionally, I may be cutting myself on the inside of my
head. Yes.
Right. So
impractical manners of damage or harm. Yeah,
exactly. So, so they're not completely dumb. So they may see that when they come up. I would remove yourself from that situation. I would also, if there's other witnesses that can be there, if you can call somebody else to be there, if you can, you be the one to call too. If you have to call mental health, like the hotline, you have to call the police or you have to call, you know, EMS or something, you know, you be the one to call and say, this person's harming themselves. They're a danger to themselves. You know, I need somebody over here because they're endangering themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know? So at that point, there's another risk there. So, I think, that's something you want to mitigate. And once again, remove yourself from that situation, guys. If you are in that situation even once, that is too much.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You've
probably made a mistake in your judgment by putting yourself in that situation.
Damn. Yeah. You dealt with a crazy chick, bro. Right. And that's so, always going to cause you an L in the future, man.
Yeah.
And I just put the anchor link in there, guys, so you can catch our podcast live in the chat. Any last things, guys, before we
it seems like I'm gonna have to come back for marriage. We'll do another one. I know people guys will love that.
Dude, that was overwhelming.
And I'm gonna be honest, once again, for these when I come on with these guys, I do some research because some of these things are outside of my particular field, so it takes me time to research these things to come on before this presentation. But I appreciate you guys' platform, appreciate you giving me a chance to speak to everybody and help everybody out, give them a little wisdom that hopefully will keep you guys out of trouble, because really that's what I care about, is helping you guys out, keeping everybody out of trouble. Because frankly, if the police are involved, if a lawyer is involved, you've messed up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You should try to get to a situation where I don't have to get involved.
Facts, man. So guys, don't forget to like the video, subscribe to Unplugged Lifestyle, my YouTube channel, CEO Lifestyle, Fresh Prince CEO, and Andrew's new YouTube channel, Andrew Esquire. We will bring him back maybe sometime next week, actually. Yep. And we'll talk about
whenever, guys,
if you're free. And we'll talk about marriage, because that was an overwhelming response to talking about marriage law. So we will definitely do that for you guys. As you guys know, catch us on the Fresh Fit Podcast every Monday and Thursday, 6 p.m. Yep. And we'll catch you guys on the next one. Thank you for tuning in. Peace, guys.